Chapter 13. Sea Star. Old Mina woke up first. She hopped out of the house and flew into the trees. She ate her breakfast and waited for the sun to come up. Then she began to call.
Wake up, sleepyhead.
It woke everyone. Benny laughed.
That's old Mina. She sounds like a real person.
Lars and Henry went down to start the fire.
How grandfather does enjoy his coffee, said Henry as they walked along.
Not more than I do, said Lars, laughing. That little girl Violet thinks of everybody.
Yes, she does, said Henry. Now, what do you think about Peter's parents? Do you think they are alive?
Who knows, said Lars. Some people were saved. They could be Peter's parents. Your grandfather will find them if they are alive.
Yes, grandfather is quite wonderful, said Henry.
They were talking so hard that they never looked at the sea. They knelt down to build the fire. Along came the Sea Star just the same, nearer and nearer, but nobody saw it as it steamed along. Just as the coffee began to boil over, Mr. Alden shouted,
Hey, Lars!
They looked up. Mr. Alden was laughing and pointing out to sea.
The ship! Cried Henry. The Sea Star!
Benny and Mike came racing down to the beach. They danced around on the sand and waved their arms.
They can't see you, said Henry.
Very soon they can, said Lars. I wish we had a bigger coffee pot for company.
Jesse said, Never mind, Lars. They have coffee on the ship. Go ahead and drink this.
Who will come in the lifeboat, Lars? Will it be Captain Brown?
No, I don't think Captain Brown will leave his ship. I think it will be the second mate.
Lars was wrong that time. The Sea Star stopped outside Blue Bay and let down a boat. In the boat were the second mate and Captain Brown himself. As the boat came up with the waves, all the men pulled it up on the sand.
Well, Captain, this is good of you to come yourself, said Mr. Alden.
Then the captain saw Peter.
Where did this boy come from?
He cried.
He was on the Explorer, too, sir,
said Lars. Been here ever since the wreck.
We're going to find his parents, said Benny. Well, grandfather is.
Now, Benny, said Henry.
Maybe he is, said Benny. If he can, and he always can.
The captain looked at Mr. Alden. He started to say something. Mr. Alden said quickly,
Let's all sit down. Then we can talk. Have some breakfast? Thanks. We just ate aboard ship, said the captain. We'll watch you.
Oh, we've had a neat time, said Benny. But we want to go home now.
Yes, we do, said Mr. Alden. Start back to San Francisco right away. I want to help this boy find his parents. Do you all want to go home?
Oh, yes, said Jesse.
Oh, yes,
said Violet. Peter said nothing, but his eyes were very bright.
Peter's going to cry, thought Benny.
But Peter did not cry. He went over to Mr. Alden and held out his hand. Mr. Alden took it.
And now Grandfather's going to cry, thought Benny.
But Mr. Alden did not cry either. He just said,
Hard as a rock. What a hard hand. But maybe hard work kept you happy. Work is good. Remember that, my boy. How long will it take you to get ready, sir?
Asked the captain.
Not long, said Benny. We haven't anything to pack.
Not so fast, my boy, said Mr. Alden. You surely want to take Mike's turtle kettle, and we must take our plates and spoons.
Let's take Peter's dishes, too, said Jesse.
And old Mina, said Peter.
Oh, yes, old Mina, said Henry. Can you catch her, Peter?
I can catch her, but she won't like the ship. She will fly away.
How about that, Captain?
Asked Mr. Alden.
Have you a birdcage? No, but I have a crab trap.
Mr. Alden went on.
Another thing, Captain. Have you your secret camera? Oh, yes, I always have that. Well, Henry will go with you, and you take some pictures of the waterfalls, and the spring, and the statue.
And Peter's cave,
said Benny.
Yes, surely, get a picture of that close up. Then take the Explorer 2 lifeboat, and be sure to get the name on it.
Then come back, and take a picture of our huts, and one of all of us, said Jesse.
I'll take that now, said the captain, laughing. Stand close together.
Just before he took the picture, down flew old Mina. So Peter had the bird on his finger in the picture, and everyone was laughing. Off went Henry and the captain. Lars began to pack the boxes.
You boys can help me, he said.
I'm too homesick,
cried Mike.
I don't want to leave Blue Bay. Oh, I don't want to go home. Yes, you do, cried Benny.
He jumped up and said,
More coffee, Grandfather?
Thank you, Benny. The last drop is the best. Come here, Mike.
Mike went over. He put his hand on Mr. Alden's knee. He said,
I've had a beautiful time, Mr. Alden. I don't want it to end.
Let me talk to you, Mike. It isn't going to end. Think of taking Peter home. You will always have a good time, my boy. Just take things as they come. Remember, I will always help you. Try to like everything, even ends.
I'll try, said Mike. I do like most things.
I know you do. Good boy.
Mike went right to work then, filling boxes.
I hope those pictures come out right, Ben, he said. Won't it be fun to look at them when we are at home?
Soon everything was packed. Henry and the captain came back and took a picture of the two huts.
All packed except old Mina, said Jessie.
The second mate put the crab trap on the sand. Peter put a berry inside, and Mina walked in. Peter shut the door.
Neat,
said Benny. Lars put out the fire with seawater. Then the men pulled both boats down to the water.
I'll take Mr. Alden with me, said the captain.
He winked at Mike.
We want to talk.
Well, said Benny, that's all right. We want to talk, too.